We're on Ayin Aleph on the base, Mishnah. Hamadar es ishto shelo telech lebeis aviha bizman shehu ima be'ir chodesh. Echad, yikayim, shnayim yotzi, v'yiten ksuba. Bizman shehu be'ir acheres, regal, echad yikayim, shloshi yotzi, v'yiten ksuba. Person makes a nether. Again, he can't asur his wife from doing these things. But what he does, he asurs Hanoah to her if she'll do these things. So for all practical purposes, she can't do them. So the first thing is that she shouldn't visit her parents. So when they're in the same city, so 1 month you put up with that. After that, at the beginning of the second month, you already force him to divorce her and give her ksuba. If they're in different cities, then you give him till the first regel. One regel can pass, but we'll see the Gemara speaks about what the second one is. Three not. Right, one yes, three not. After three, she has to give a ksuba, has to divorce her. A person makes his wife a prisoner. She not, doesn't let her go out to public functions. Not to Beis HaOvel, not to Beis HaMishta. The nation noel b'faneha. He's making her a prisoner in her own house. But if he says that there's people prutzim in the place where she's going, and therefore he doesn't want her to be there, and the Gemara says, and he proves it, then what's it called? Then he has a taina. Omer lo amenasha tomri leploni masha martoli. If he makes a condition with her that I'm not going to have any hanoah from you unless you tell so-and-so what you said to me. O masha marti lechor, what I said to you. The Gemara's going to discuss what the problem is. O shetehe mimala umaara la'ashpa. Or you should fill up something and pour it into the garbage. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. All these cases, we force him to divorce her and give her ksuba. Rashi. Kishehem bi'ir acheres, derech bitom lelechas etzlam beragolim. When they don't live in the same city, the meaning is for a woman to go home to her parents' home for shalosh regolim. Regal echod, matzia mukma anafsha shlosh lo matzia mukma. V'mar parach ha'shnayim mai. Right. 1 month she can hold, one regal she can hold off. Three not. The Gemara is going to ask, what about two? Shenol b'fonei b'gmar meforish. Machmas dover acher b'gmar meforish. Shetomri leploni b'gmar meforish. Shetei memalu ma'ara b'gmar meforish. Okay. Gemara. Now I'll get to the Gemara, which meforish all these things. Ha gufa kasha. Right. The mission itself is a stira. Because it says 1 month is okay, but 3 months is not. What about 2 months? Amras regal echad yikayim, hoshnayim yotzi v'yitein ksuba. From the rashi's mashma, at 2 months already, you have to force him to give her a divorce. Ema seifa, shloshi yotzi v'yitein ksuba. The seifa says three, you force him, but two not, hoshnayim yikayim. Amra abaya seifa esen lekohenes. V'rebi Yehudahi. The seifa is talking about a kohenes. A regular woman, after 2 months already, we force him to divorce her. But a kohenes, we can't remarry, there we make it, we give him extra time until maybe of charata, because once he divorces her, that's it. There's no recourse. So, and that's according from Yehuda of the previous Mishnah. Rabba bar ula omar lo kasha, kan beredufa, kan b'shein redufa. It depends if she normally goes. A woman who normally goes home, so 2 months, two regalim she can't take. Every regal she goes. But a woman who doesn't necessarily go to her parents for a regalim. So then we wait till three to make him divorce her. And now, since we mentioned this idea of redufa, so the Gemara brings a pasuk. Oz ha'yisi de'enov kemotzei shalom. Om Rabbi Yochanan, what then will be in the eyes of the Rabbanu Shalom, motzei shalom. So Rabbi Yochanan said, the marshal is to a kekala shenimtzei shleim of beis chamiya. The kala, when she finally goes to her husband's house, and she goes in to his parents, and she's found to be perfect, she runs home to tell her parents that she passed the test in her in-law's home. When the kala is still in her father's house, she hasn't yet become accustomed to her husband, so the relationship isn't that strong. But once she already goes and she's in her husband's rishus and she's by his parents, then she feels more comfortable. That's the way that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us will be. Rashi. Sefer Diktani Shloshi Yotzi Hashnai Mikai Mesim Lekohenis. Redufa Leilech Lebeisovi Atomij Shnai Yotzi. If she constantly, every yontif, if she goes home to her parents, so then after two regalim, one, yes, two already, if he what's it called, doesn't let her go, we make him divorce her. She'ein the Redufa, but she's not Nohug to go every regal to her parents, then we wait till three. She's already had nisuin. The gas liba babala. She's accustomed and to her husband. The ena bosha himenu. But when she's still the beis avia, there wasn't nisuin yet. She's not yet. The relationship isn't that strong. Okay. Gemara says bishlam al beis hamishte ika noel bifonela. I understand. Not letting her go to parties. So he's suppressing her and oppressing her. El lebeis ha'avil, my noah b'faneha. He doesn't let her go to a shiva call. What's a big deal? So she won't go to a beis ha'avil. Ikatana lemocher he mesa. No, she wants to go to Menachem Avil. Why? Because tomorrow she's going to die. They ain't called bury yosofta. Nobody's going to bury with her. She never came to us. We're not going to go to her. The ikad yamre ain't called bury yosofta. Nobody's going to bury her. If you're involved with other people, they'll be involved with you. People who aren't involved with other people, nobody wants to be involved with them. Tanya Harir Meir Omer, my dechsiv tol loleches o beis ovel mileches o beis mishte. Better to go to a beis ovel than going to a beis mishte. Vashir hu sov kol ha'adam. V'hacha yitein elibo. My v'hacha yitein elibo. What does that mean? V'hacha yitein elibo. Dvarim shol nisa. Right? The person should realize when he goes to be Menachem Ovel or to a Levaya, right, that he's doing himself a favor too. Should take to heart that someday he's going to need this. The sofed yisbedune, person who says has paid him for other people, they'll say has paid him for him. The kever yikburune, somebody who buries other people, they'll bury him. The yadul yidlune, people who he cries for, they're going to cry for him. The lava yilavune, see people that he escorts, havoyis hameis, they're going to be malava him. The tanya tanune, he carries their mita, they'll carry his. So it's a reciprocal relationship. So people have to realize that you can't stop a woman from wanting to do chesed for others because the people won't do chesed for her. Rashi ika noel b'faneha dela shal simcha upikuach tzar. Something pikuach over here is with a chaf to take away tzar, to lessen it. In any case, so that I understand, you prevent your wife from going to a beis hamishta, you're oppressing her. But what do you prevent her from going to a base oval? What's a big deal? Sofna kovra. Shem shalom gomla chesed kachlo yigmaleno ima. She doesn't bury other people, they won't bury her. The yisbid yiten alibo sha'af hu yisbidu. The lo yera lo im noha king. Right? She should realize that if he is maspid other people, they'll be maspid him. The yidl herim kolu bebechi of a misbate. If he cries over others, they'll cry over him. The levoy levaya leva es hamita mi beis ha'evel lakever. If he's part of a levaya, then they'll be part of his levaya. Okay. Vimhaya toin mishum dover acher eshai. But if he says, I don't want her to go to these places because I live in a place where there are prutzim, and I don't want my wife exposed to that. My dover acher om Rav Yehuda om Rishmuel mishum bnei odem prutzim she mitzuyim shom. It's a place where unsavory people hang out. And I want my wife there. On Ravashi lo amrin ela dischazik, avalo eschazik lo kamina. He can't just make this up. It has to be that he has proof to such a thing. It's eschazik. But it's not eschazik. He stam says, I think there's people there that aren't nice people. Then he can't prevent his wife. And if he does, we force him to divorce him. Rashi? No Rashi. Nim omr lo amanashi tomri v'tema. So say it. Right? He says, I'm not going to have any handoff from you unless you tell so-and-so what you said to me or I said to you. So let her say it. What's the big deal? Let the enforcement get divorced. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Devarim Shel Kalon. It's things of Gnai, which involves either Motzi Shemra, Lashon Hara, whatever. There, it's a different story. She doesn't want to do it. O Shetei Memalu Marali Ashpa, V'Tiavet. Right, we made a condition. I want you to pour something into the garbage. So pour in the garbage. What is the matter? Make them get divorced because she can't pour things in the garbage? Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, she tamali v'nofetzes. What it means is the following. After he has bia with her, he wants her to wipe out the zera so she doesn't get pregnant. So that she doesn't want to do. Either some learn because of Hashchasa Zera, and a woman is chayiv also on Hashchasa Zera, or if you hold that a woman's not chayiv on Hashchasa Zera, it's because she wants to get pregnant. The time that we had before, I want somebody to bury me. I want somebody to support me in my old age. I don't want always not to get pregnant. So if he forces her to use this kind of birth control, then she, what's it called, grounds for divorce. She wants to have a child. But Masnisa Tana, Shetimale Asora Kadimayim V'tarela Ashpa. That he made a condition, I want you to fill up 10 pitchers of water and throw them into the garbage. So what's it called? Gemara says, Bishlam L'shmuel Mishim Hachi Yotzi V'tink Suba. I understand. If she, what he tells her, I always want you to clean out the Zera and not get pregnant, she has a Taina. But Ela Masnisa May Nafkala Mina Tiavit. Go pour 10 pitchers of water into the garbage. What is, why we have to force him to divorce her because she tells her to pour? Omarabba Babrachana, Omrab Yochanam Nation nearest Kishota, because she looks like an idiot. Now, if people see her walking, filling up pitchers of water, pouring them into the garbage, they'll think she's nuts. So she, I don't want to look crazy in the eyes of people, do crazy things. My husband makes me do crazy things, it's grounds for divorce. Rashi, Shetehe Mamala Vinofetzes, La'achar Shetishamesh, V'yamali Rachma Shichva Zera, Toruts Beragleha, she should run with Titzatzenu Shalikla Nisaber. Someone, she should see that she shakes the Zera out of her body. Okay. Omrav Kahana, Mother is Isha Shalotishava Shalotashal, Napo, Kvor, Rechaim, Tanur, right? She makes a condition with his wife that no Hana, if you loan things from people or lend things to people, whatever it may be. So it's grounds for divorce. Why? She may see a shame, Rabbi Shechinu Seho. She gets a bad name. She's stingy. So I don't want a bad name. I want to be able to borrow things and to lend things to other people. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hamadar is Ishto Shalotisha, Velo Shalotash, Napa, Kvar, Rechaim, Vitanur, Yotzevit, Nikitsuva, Nesham, I see a shame, Rabbi Shechinu Seho. The Bryce of Bethair is the reason, because it gives her a bad name. The Chain Hishinodra. Shalotisha, v'shalotashul, napa kvar rechaim v'tanur. Right? If she made a nether, that she's not going to borrow anything or lend anybody anything, or she won't knit clothing libonov for his children. Right? So teitzei shalobiksuva. That's what a woman does. She knits nice clothing for the grandchildren, for the children, or whatever. So then it's grounds for him to divorce her without biksuva. Neishem asi also shem rabbi shechinov. Because he gets a bad name, right? Rashi.
What's wrong if he says to her, I don't want you to borrow? I don't want you to be a borrower.
Well, no, because I mean, because then she doesn't have shaychus with the other people. She never asks for anything, right? Even that's also nice of not lending things is one thing, but she's antisocial. She don't be an antisocial person.
She should go out of her way to borrow things?
No, but when she needs it, people say, you see, she needs it. Right, and they know that she needs a thing, and she won't come to ask us because she doesn't want to. What's it called? Have a connection to us. Rechaim v'tanur ha'metalklin. Either things that are movable or not movable, whatever. Either way, a person has to be part of society. Can't be a recluse, and that's gives her shemra. Okay. Next for tomorrow. The what? How can he prevent her from doing it? The chora, it's a mitzvah. If it's not mitzvah, it's mutl aleha. Talking where there's other people to do it. She doesn't have to badafka go. There's enough people. What? Not everybody who wants it called love dafka. Love dafka. Everybody, if you're in Orville, you have to go to Menachem. There's plenty of Avelim around in Yerushalayim. You're mechuyev to go visit all of them.
I don't know.
So other people go. I'm not mechuyev to go to every person I know either. Just like I'm not mechuyev to know if I know about an Orville to go.